We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our next guest is from the Manhattan Fire Department. Building official Darren Emery joins us via Zoom. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. It's an important time of the year for your department as we are into license renewal season. And I guess give me a little background on to what license we're talking about.
You bet. I'd be glad to. Yeah, it's that time of year for us. It's the holiday season, but for us, it's license renewal season. Everyone that works in either a trade or as a contractor or general contractor in the city of Manhattan should have a license through our office, through the risk reduction office. And we break all the different types of licenses down into two yearly renewal segments. And this year, all general contractors, all licensed electricians, and that's journeymen and master electricians, and all electrical contractors, their licenses are due for renewal this year. And we typically open the window for renewal in late November, early December, and it runs through the end of the year. Something that's different this year is we're doing this all online. In the past, we've done it through mail. We've done it through old-fashioned paper documents that they'd have to submit. It's all entirely online this year, and that's new for us. And we have a system that they can log into and upload their documents. And so far, it's working well. But just kind of wanted to get the word out that it's that time of year. It's time for general contractors and electricians and electrical contractors to make sure they're working on their renewals.
Okay. And where would they find that? Is it just on your website there for the Manhattan Fire Department?
Exactly. cityofmhk.com is the city's website, cityofmhk.com. And then go to the Risk Reduction Division page. You'll find all kinds of information there about continuing education, what's required. We also have resources as to how to get continuing education. And I certainly must mention that we are doing a class webinar this Friday, just a couple of days, to help everyone that needs some additional hours obtain two more continuing education hours. It'll be 8 a.m. this Friday. It's open to anyone with a license. Really, it's open to anyone in the city of Manhattan that's interested. But we're really focusing on the general contractors and the electricians. And they can register online through the city's website, cityofmhk.com. Look for the Risk Reduction Division.
This will probably eliminate all kinds of necessary paperwork here and probably kind of the thing of the times here these days.
You know, it really is. Over the last few years, as I've watched our office staff handle hundreds, if not thousands, of documents at the end of each year to renew license, we realized it's time for us to go online. It's time to do this digital. That's where the world's moving. And really, it does help things happen more quickly and I think quite a bit more efficiently. There's always some, you know, growing pains with new systems, but so far things seem to be working really well.
All right. So a good reminder there for those license renewals. Also, for projects in the Blue Township area, there's a good reminder for people who are doing anything out there.
Yes, we've talked a lot. You and I have talked a number of times in the past that anything that's being built new needs a building permit. But I also wanted to point out that for those Blue Township residents, if they're doing remodels, additions, room additions, or even this might surprise some people, water heater, furnace, air conditioner replacements, those items need permits and inspections as well.
Okay. And if you've put up a new deck, that's always the same thing, right?
Right. New decks on the outside of the house. There are some exemptions for small, low decks close to the ground. But most, and really what I would suggest is if you have any questions, call. We'd be glad to answer those questions.
It's been about a year, or has it been 2 years now since you guys acquired the Blue Township area for those permits?
Yeah, this is, time does fly, and you know, with COVID, it's been kind of odd years, but I believe this is the end of our second year.
Holy cow.
And it's been a good process so far. And if you don't mind, I need to jump back and talk about one more thing on the license renewal, if we have time.
Yeah, sure.
The one thing I really wanted to mention, this is the first time in the city of Manhattan that our general contractors, those contractors that build buildings, houses, larger buildings, they have to supply continuing education documentation to our office. In the past, they have not had to. And so I take every opportunity I can to get out in front of that and remind everyone to renew that general contractor license. You're going to need to have 12 hours of continuing education. The documentation is show that you've done those classes. And at least 6 of those hours must be code-specific, code-related.
All right. And those classes probably can be taken locally and anywhere across the state. Yep.
You know, I think I just had a little bit of technical difficulty there, but I think you were asking about the classes locally, online, regionally, nationally. And we have a bit of a clearinghouse page on our website to give resources and links to all kinds of classes out there.
Okay, very good. As far as other things going on here in the fire department and risk reduction, are you going through having any more projects coming down the pike here?
Well, I know, you know, one thing we always talk about is the big projects that are coming. And I don't know that there's anything on my desk, my radar, that's like showstopper. Everybody needs to know about this. The one thing I did want to mention, this is interesting for us. I don't know how interesting it would be for the listeners, but we're just starting the code review process for the new 2021 codes. That's a long, lengthy process where we look at all the new codes and we go through the process of adopting them and amending them to make sure that they kind of fit our region and how we build locally. And I would have to mention it's that time of year. It is holiday season. There's a lot of safety items that we need to be aware of. You know, when we have, I don't know that traditional trees are all that common anymore, but light safety, electrical safety, cooking safety is really important this time of year. And the one thing that I would stress is there's nothing really, not much better you can do to take that step to make sure every sleeping room in your house has a smoke detector, smoke alarm, and at least every floor has at least one active smoke alarm. And if you have any combustion products, if you have anything that's cooking with gas or even a furnace or a water heater, a carbon monoxide detector is vitally important to the safety of your family.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That's a very good reminder. And of course, we see more fires, it seems like. I don't know if there's any stats that support this, but it feels like, to me, more fires seem to occur here during these winter months when it gets a little colder.
You know, I don't know the exact stats, but I have to imagine you're right. We're inside more, we're heating more, we're cooking more inside. You certainly agree that it feels like there's a spike in those numbers. And, you know, I know you have Fire Marshal Jake Powell on fairly regularly. It'd be a great question for him next time he's in. You know, we've had a few pretty significant fires of late, and it just seems like it's more active in the winter months.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that there's some other projects going on. We haven't heard an update yet on the Taco John's. I know that's been closed for several months now, but have you heard any updates on that? Are they waiting on code updates or any news you can provide on that?
Sure. Our commercial plans examiner, Justin Befford, he handles most of that type of interaction. And I do know that in our last, we have a weekly meeting just to kind of keep track of what's going on. He did mention that he's been looking at plans and they're getting close to working on that. I think, you know, there's some fire repair that's going to happen and then a rebuild of the interior. But I get the feeling we're real close on that happening.
Okay. I'm my hometown, and this is in Missouri, but we had a similar thing happen years ago to this restaurant, and it's been sitting vacant for several years. This is why I ask. So
sure.
Would hate to see something like that happen here in Manhattan.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to imagine that, you know, restaurant trends change, drive-through becomes more important, dining becomes less important, especially with what we've gone through with COVID. You have to wonder if maybe they were looking at a new layout for the restaurant. And I think we all know that this has been a tough season for many small businesses and many restaurant-focused businesses. So you got to wonder, were they just waiting for the right time to pull the trigger on the rebuild? But we have been hearing from them, and we know that is going to be moving forward.
And also, it looks like there's some new construction happening down there on Fort Riley Boulevard. I believe it's the new Casey's location. Can you confirm that?
Right around the curve there, about 3rd Street?
Yeah.
Yes, that is the new Casey's going in.
Okay, so that project is underway, and I imagine they'll have that done probably sometime in the new year.
Those typically go up quick, and I'm pretty sure I saw the fuel tanks buried, or at least they were being buried last time I drove through there. So, yeah, those type of commercial projects tend to happen quickly once they get going.
All right. Well, let's give people one more reminder just real quick on the license renewal, how they can get that done.
You bet. General contractors, electrical contractors, and electricians need to renew. They'll be doing that online this year and just start at the city's website, cityofmhk.com, and look for risk reduction.
All right. Well, Darren, if you don't have anything else, I guess we'll wrap it up here.
Brandon, it was great to talk to you. It's amazing to me how quickly 15 minutes goes when I'm talking to you.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and if I don't see you before the holiday, have a good one.
Thanks to you as well.
All right, stay tuned. More In Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.